Heidi and Frank show. Thank you for joining us. If you're just now joining the show, in studio with us, we have none other than Kenny Wayne Shepherd. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Glad to be here.
Now, when you look at Heidi, do you feel like you're looking in a mirror?
No, man. Look at the hair.
Everything else.
I was watching some older videos of you, and you had the longer hair going. I was like, that looks like Heidi in high school.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I cut my hair back in like 2000, 2001, so it's been almost 12 years. But some of my fans are still mourning the loss of the hair.
They do that hair is a big deal.
Like, man, I can't believe you cut your hair, man. And then a lot of the women fans are constantly hitting me up on Facebook. Every time I'm like, oh, I got my hair cut, they're like, man, please grow your hair back out. You know.
I mean, I guess at a certain age, and it's not like you're an old guy or anything like that, but at a certain age, it's like, you know, you can still do the guitar and the blues and the rock thing and have short hair and be cool.
Yeah, well, it's much lower maintenance, you know. Because my hair was real. I have naturally curly hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that video you're talking about. Your shit.
Yeah.
And, out of control.
Yeah, and I used to try and I liked it straight when it was long, you know. So it was like I had to blow dry it, iron it, or whatever, you know, to get it straight.
And every day you're like, God, I'm like a chick. Yeah. I gotta cut this stuff.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Where's all the pictures of you in the bathroom with a straight iron? Like, oh, look how cool I am.
Actually, I had Noah do that for me.
Oh. I've got some pictures.
So. See, that's a pal right there.
Yeah, you brought Noah Hunt in here with you. He's the lead vocalist for your band. Yeah.
And I gotta say, Frank, I know you were out and you were in the Bristol Farm Screen.
I was in there chowing
eating.
Down on turkey and cranberry sauce.
I stayed behind because I just love this. It's my favorite. And you, Noah Hunt, I mean, amazing voice. Just amazing.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
How long have you guys known each other and hooked up together? You've been playing for, what, over a decade now?
Yeah, 15 years, almost 16.
Yeah.
So, is it...
Longer than a lot of marriages.
Exactly.
Longer than my marriage.
Longer than a lot of rock bands, actually.
Yeah, that's true. It's like Frank and I. We're together 12 years or
12
something crazy.
12 years.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, so. I still want to kill her, don't you? I mean, so, at some point, you guys just like separate buses and stuff. And
you know. No, man. We're
yeah,
really
we do it
close.
Old school.
Yeah, we're like... yeah.
Because you guys have been like this tour that you're currently on. This is going to be the last show at Nokia Theater for the whole tour, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
18 months.
Aren't you kind of glad, though? It's like you can go home and just... rest and sit on the couch and get caught up on Netflix and
You know, it's good, it's football season, you can and then that sort of thing, but you know, and then you look forward to the next tour. We love it still.
Then you got one new, you did you write an album while you were touring and so it's going to be released another one?
No, actually what we did is we worked up some material while we were on the road during sound checks and stuff, and our next album, which we're almost finished with, I was actually just at Ringo Starr's house yesterday and he was playing drums on
things
one of
we'll
tracks.
Never say, Frank.
Exactly.
Oh, I was at Ringo Starr's yesterday.
Unless I was like breaking in.
That's cool.
He's a good friend of mine, and so I asked him if he would play drums on one of the songs, and he did a fantastic job. But what we did is we kind of did a tribute to the blues, because you know the blues is the foundation of what we do, and I could play blues all night long and be very happy doing that. So we went and found a bunch of songs that you know are not quite the mainstream blues songs that you've heard covered a million times, and we went in and did our own versions of it, and so we did it all old school. There's like no auto tune, click tracks. We recorded it to 2-inch tape, you know, so we did it all just like they did back in the day. And played
to get
live,
that sound.
Yeah, played live in the room together and everything. So we got a real authentic recording. And
as opposed
really
to, like, maybe a lot of people don't know this, when you go in and do an album, it's like you go in and do your guitar part or singing part. You go in and do your guitar part. The drummer does it separately, and then they piece it all together.
A lot of times that's how it's done.
But there's a different feel when you're all there. The energy is different when you're all there doing the same thing.
Yeah, we were all in the same room. I was singing in the same room.
Of course, if you did a kick-ass guitar and you screwed up your vocal, you're like, oh, man, now we got to start all over because you messed
start
up
that
here.
All over again. Kenny Wayne Shepherd hanging out with us. Yeah, you mentioned how the auto-tune and how, I guess, how easy it is now for someone who has no talent whatsoever to put something together and computerize it to make it sound like it's somewhat good for a certain audience. Mm-hmm. Where I was reading about how you taught yourself to play guitar, listening to songs, hearing a note, finding it on the guitar, like rewind, and learning note by note from rewind and play and rewind and play.
What I just watched you do, there's no lesson in that?
He's
you're self-taught?
Yeah. He can't read music.
No.
That's unbelievable.
That's true love for music. So you get a guy like you who taught himself to play like that. Then you get the person who has the iMac and they got a GarageBand and they pump everything into it, and all of a sudden it's like I'm a superstar.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you don't have any kind of heart, any kind of soul, and this is what you bring. I mean,
that's
seriously,
proof that is just that's inside of you, right? That's something
I think
that you
so.
Just were born with.
I think so, but there, it also still takes a lot. I mean, I spent hours and hours
when
I was a
to.
Kid practicing, and the guitar players call it woodshedding, you know, but just like, you know, all my friends were doing kid things, and I was locked up in my room for 8 or 9 hours a day just playing guitar.
Well, that paid off, because, you know.
Well, I'm dying to hear it, because like I said, I was eating turkey in the other room. I'd missed the sound check. So,
so good.
Yeah, what song are you guys going to like?
Well, this is one that was off of our live record that came out a couple years ago, but it always comes off really well on acoustic. It's an old blues song that Muddy Waters helped make famous called King Bee.
All right, here they are.
I'm a king bee, baby. I'm buzzing around your hive. I'm a king bee, baby. I'm buzzing around your hive. I can make you honey, baby. Just let me come inside. Well, I'm a king bee, baby. Don't you want to be my queen? Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
my my God.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Unbelievable.
At the Nokia Theater this Saturday. Be sure and get your tickets to that. It's going to be the last show of the tour.
Wow.
Definitely. We're seeing. It's like, yeah, just watching.
It is so, it does.
It's crazy sitting here watching it live.
It's surreal. It is crazy. You guys are amazing.
It's a blur. I think.
Man, yeah. You should have seen how this guitar was going. So out of tune.
I yeah. saw you, but yeah. you made it. You've yeah. stuck with. That's a true pro right
well,
there.
You learn how to compensate, you know? You learn how to, like.
Boy, don't I know it.
When things go wrong, you got to figure out how to compensate without letting anybody know that yeah, anything's going wrong.
Without yeah. a net live.
Yeah, they had no idea.
But see, there. We don't know that. You know, to us, it sounded amazing. Only you know that, oh, something's a little off here.
What is like the, I mean, obviously, you know, they had a string go crazy a little bit right there, but what's the craziest thing like during like your concerts that something that went wrong and that you just had to keep playing through that nobody knew about?
Well,
stomach flu.
There's been a lot of those, but this happened because it's so cold outside and you bring the instrument into a warm place and the temperature affects the instrument. So that's why this happened.
Had no idea.
You know, one time at the House of Blues in Chicago, a speaker actually caught on fire while yeah. we were playing.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, a pyrotechnic show.
But one of the most awkward things, when we were opening up for the Rolling Stones and we were in St. Louis and we played the football stadium there. It's like 80,000 people. And
they're going to hold the story right there, and yeah. we'll tease people through the break and come back with you guys and
you
tell
got
the story.
Right on.
All right, we'll leave it there. Open up for Rolling Stones. 80,000 people. What happened at the Kenny Wayne Shepherd concert? More with the Kenny Wayne Shepherd when we come back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.